WMRA News, I'm Bob Levickin. Every single resident at one nursing home in Stanton has contracted COVID-19, and more than a dozen there have died, as a new report highlights how the virus is raging at nursing homes across Virginia. Meanwhile, Governor Northam said the state is speeding up vaccine distribution. And the General Assembly, in its first week, starts working on the problem of illegal evictions and the censure of a radical right-wing Republican state senator. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, January 15th. The rate of COVID-19 deaths in Virginia's nursing homes has tripled in the last 3 months, according to a new study released Thursday by the Virginia AARP. Nearly half of all deaths from the virus in a recent four-week period were residents of nursing homes. AARP's nursing home COVID-19 dashboard showed that cases among residents rose from about one-third to more than half from November to December. That number was greater among staff at long-term care facilities. The report also shows that the shortage of PPP in nursing homes has declined slightly over the same period. But staffing shortages remain a concern, with nearly one in five facilities in Virginia reporting a shortage of workers. In Augusta County, COVID-19 is running rampant at three nursing homes. The News Leader reports that nearly every resident of Envoy of Stanton and King's Daughters Community Health and Rehabilitation have contracted the virus. 14 residents at each of those two facilities have died from the disease. Acordius Health in Waynesboro is close behind, with 74% of residents infected. King's Daughters Nursing Home now has a 100% infection rate among residents, with all 117 certified beds in the facility registered as positive COVID-19 cases. The Virginia Department of Health has labeled the surge of cases at King's Daughters an outbreak pending closure. The situation at Envoy is registered as an outbreak in progress. Meanwhile, Governor Ralph Northam on Thursday announced plans to speed up vaccine distribution and the reopening of schools, Virginia Public Radio's Nick Gilmore reports.
Governor Ralph Northam said Virginia plans to quickly add people over age 65 and with comorbidities to the CDC's vaccination group 1B.
If your health district is already there, that's now. But everyone in Virginia will be there by the end of the month. This means about half of Virginia is now eligible to receive the vaccine. That's a major logistical effort, and it is not going to happen overnight.
The state is still aiming for 25,000 doses administered per day and is working to ensure there is enough staffing to make that a reality. Northam also gave an update on reopening Virginia's public schools. He said the state's Department of Education has rolled out new guidance to get students back in classrooms as soon as possible.
The guidance will lay out a pathway, including how to use mitigation measures in school buildings and how to prioritize students. Every school division will have to decide what works best for it, working with the local health department.
Those guidelines include remote options for students and staff who are at high risk of severe illness from COVID-19. I'm Nick Gilmore.
As illegal evictions persist in Virginia, members of the General Assembly are moving forward on legislation that would provide more legal recourse for tenants and increased penalties for wrongdoers. Virginia Public Radio's Kat Modlin Jackson reports.
It's called a self-help eviction, and in Virginia, it's against the law. The term describes what happens when a landlord skips the legal process and drives out a tenant by making their rental unlivable.
People have had copper pipes removed from beneath their homes. I've seen water meters be removed. Landlords have reported properties as abandoned and had utilities shut off with little to no warning.
Sheba Williams is with No Left Turns, a Richmond-based nonprofit that's provided rent relief since last March. She says she's seen landlords displacing families unlawfully throughout the pandemic. Williams is advocating for a bill from Charlottesville delegate Sally Hudson that would speed up the hearing process in cases like these and make guilty parties pay their victims at least $5,000. Joining Williams in support is Brian Gordon, who represents Virginia at the Apartment and Office Building Association of Metropolitan Washington.
Responsible housing providers will never be impacted by this. This will only really affect those bad actors who go around the court process.
As the bill advances in the state legislature, lawmakers are preparing to deliberate additional measures designed to minimize evictions. I'm Kat Modlin Jackson.
Lawmakers are also considering censure of a Republican senator who spoke at the rally that led to the insurrection at the Capitol. Michael Pope reports.
Senators are allowed to speak on just about anything when they ask for a point of personal privilege. So when Republican Senator Amanda Chase of Chesterfield took the floor Thursday for her personal point of privilege, she repeated baseless allegations about election fraud and defended her call to overturn the election.
Repeating lies and conspiracy theories does not make them true.
Senator Adam Eben, a Democrat from Alexandria, has introduced a resolution to censure Chase.
The reason some voters' confidence has been impacted is because some so-called leaders spew misinformation, fake news, and lies. Leadership requires truth.
Senate Majority Leader Dick Sasslaw says Chase isn't interested in the truth.
Quite frankly, it would have been a little bit better and understandable if the senior senator from Chesterfield would have started out by saying, once upon a time. Because essentially, that's what it was. It was a fairy tale.
Republican Senate Leader Tommy Norman says he hopes lawmakers can move on to something else.
While I abhor history being revised, I am hopeful that we will focus on Virginia issues.
The resolution censuring Chase will be considered in a committee next week. I'm Michael Pope.
Meanwhile, lawmakers in Virginia's House of Delegates are collecting a so-called session payment of more than $200 per day during this year's General Assembly session. That's despite the fact that they're meeting remotely. The payment is separate from lawmakers' salaries and office stipend, which totals nearly $33,000 for delegates. Nancy Morgan heads the Virginia chapter of American Promise, a group that advocates for campaign finance reform.
This sort of fits into the whole lack of transparency and what we feel is needed in terms of accountability of our legislators to their voters.
A spokesperson for Democratic Speaker of the House, Eileen Fillercorn, said the payments were no different than those given to Richmond area delegates in past sessions. Unlike formal per diems, the payments are taxed. Finally today, Governor Ralph Northam says Virginia is ready to help ensure a peaceful inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden next week. The governor issued this message to anyone seeking to incite violence in the coming days.
If you're planning to come here or up to Washington with ill intent in your heart, you need to turn around right now and go home. And if you come here and act out, Virginia will be ready.
Northam said Virginia state troopers and more than 2,000 Virginia National Guard have been sent to the nation's capital. There are also increased security measures in Richmond. Now that the General Assembly is in session, the FBI released a memo earlier this week warning of potential violence in D.C. and at state capitals leading up to inauguration. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Friday.